The Green Party nominee for governor, Rich Whitney, talks about the state's budget problems with a whole lot of self-confidence and more than a hint of irritation.
I'm the only candidate in the race that apparently possesses rudimentary math skills. That's what we're looking at right now.
Here's his math. Whitney, an attorney from Carbondale, wants to raise the state income tax rate from 3% up to 5%, higher than Pat Quinn's most recent proposal. Whitney says not everyone would end up paying the state more cash.
We would increase the earned income credit and the family income credit so it'd shield roughly the bottom 60% of income earners.
That alone won't be enough to close the budget hole. So Whitney also wants to tax financial transactions identified as speculative trading. And he'd try to take advantage of what he says is one of the state's biggest cash crops by legalizing and taxing marijuana.
We spend over $200 million a year in Illinois apprehending, prosecuting, and jailing people for possessing a weed that grows in nature that is relatively benign compared to alcohol and tobacco, less addictive, and also has medicinal value.
Despite all that additional revenue, Whitney says cuts must be made, roughly $2 billion worth. He outlines some, but says the bulk of them would come from a commission armed with subpoena power that would be tasked with auditing state government. Why not, as part of your budget proposal, so that voters know exactly where you're coming from when they go to the polls, say, you know, this could change depending on what a commission says, but I'm starting with, I'm going to cut this by 10, I'm going to cut this by 5.
Because that's putting the cart before the horse. I mean, until you do the work and find out what is the real waste in administrative overhead and political favoritism, you have to do that work first.
One candidate is talking about specific cuts state agency by state agency. Lex Green is the Libertarian Party nominee for governor. He lives in Bloomington, works at the Mitsubishi plant nearby, and holds a completely different view of government than Rich Whitney does.
It's for the protection of our individual rights and for the maintenance of infrastructure. And anything beyond that is an expansion of government beyond what we can afford.
To start trimming away at state government, Green has called for some $10 billion in reductions.
Like the Department of Commerce, I didn't zero it out. I left what I thought was an adequate budget for a small business administration, but pretty much sacked the rest of it. And education, I cut to get down to a level that we can afford.
The education cut is severe. An 18% decrease in general state aid to schools, along with eliminating several dozen grant programs. Green acknowledges this would shift more of the school funding burden to property taxes, but says that fits with his support for more local control of schools. Lex Green and Rich Whitney both say they'd try to balance the budget in their first year in office, though independent candidate Scott Lee Cohen does not. I talked with Cohen, a Chicago resident and pawn shop owner, while he was on the road touring downstate Illinois.
Everybody wants to see this budget deficit reduced in a year, and it's not going to happen. We have a plan to reduce the deficit by $10.5 billion over 4 years.
So at the end of your first year, you would not be introducing a balanced budget?
No, I would not.
Would you have to rely on borrowing?
Yeah, the first year we would probably have to borrow money. And I hate to say that because borrowing is never a good thing to pay your bills.
Cohen says he would rather borrow more than ever raise tax rates, which he's pledged not to do. Some taxpayers would pay more, though. Cohen wants to close what he calls loopholes for millionaires. As for budget cuts, he says he'd audit state government to find billions in waste. But first, he'd make an across-the-board cut.
3% from 2010... the state's operating budget.
Perhaps the most unusual budget idea out of Cohen's campaign is called participatory budgeting. Residents would vote directly on how some of the state's money is spent. It's part of a jobs and budget plan distributed by the campaign at a recent Cohen press conference. But during our phone interview this week, when I asked Cohen to talk about how participatory budgeting would work, he had no idea what I was talking about.
You know what? That's Baxter's plan, and unfortunately, that's not part of my plan.
Baxter is Baxter Swilly, Cohen's handpicked running mate. When I told Swilly that Cohen disavowed the budget idea, he chuckled and said, "There's obviously a disconnect here." Swilly later called to clarify Cohen's comments, saying participatory budgeting is kind of an afterthought for the candidate. Regardless of how familiar the Green, Libertarian, and independent candidates for governor are with their budget proposals, they do have them. And on our website, you can read them. I'm Sam Hunsick.